Good morning. I'm Todd Zwillick in for John Hockenberry this morning. Well, over the last 3 months of bipartisan negotiations in the Gang of Six in the Finance Committee been going on, that long-awaited Senate health bill is finally expected to be unveiled today at noon Eastern in the Senate. For more details on what's in it and what senators are saying, and by the way, what's out, let's check in with Jay Newton Small. She's Time Magazine Washington correspondent and friend of the show. So, Jay, first off, the Senate Finance Committee chairman, that's Max Baucus, will put out an $880 billion proposal so far that doesn't have any Republican backing, and that was sort of the whole point of these negotiations. Here's what Max Baucus had to say. He was still hopeful.
I expect, frankly, by the end of the day, that is, by the time we finally vote in committee on the final passage, that there will be Republican support.
So Jay Newton Small, Max Baucus doesn't have any Republican support. Why doesn't he have it, and can he get any?
Well, he says that he's going to still keep negotiating with the same three Republicans that have been in the room for the last 3 months, and that would be Chuck Grassley from Iowa, Mike Enzi from Wyoming, and Olympia Snow from Maine. And he also says that, you know, maybe in the next couple of days, in the next week, you might see one or two Republicans sign on. And here I think he's probably talking about Olympia Snow, who's been the most inclined to support the bill thus far. But he's not holding his breath for any rush of Republican support right away.
Is there an unbridgeable gap here? You know, the Finance Committee in the last week or so has been working on issues like illegal aliens, illegal immigrants, like abortion. These are classic Republican concerns. And a lot of Democrats are roaming around the Senate saying, why are we bothering with this? We're not going to get their support anyway. Is this proof positive that they're right? There's no point in doing this. Will Republicans come on board?
Well, certainly that was the sense we got yesterday from, for example, Jay Rockefeller, who's a Democrat on the committee, who said, under no circumstances would I vote for this bill the way it is. And he's going to introduce amendments in committee during the markup to bring the bill more back to the left. And there are a lot of Democrats who've been giving Baucus an earful lately, saying, hey, why are you trying to bring these guys on board? There's no point. We just need to go it alone, essentially.
So in the Senate, as we've been saying all along, Jay Newton Small of Time Magazine, and you're counting to 60, you don't have the Republicans that were thought of to be the key Republicans. Now you've got senators on the left who are not interested. They want to offer dozens, if not hundreds, of amendments. John Kerry wants to as well. Do we see a bridgeable? I asked the bridgeable gap question again with both parties. Is there 60 anywhere in the future for this bill?
There's 60 for a bill, but you need to find the right cocktail, essentially. And if you're not going to get these Republicans who've been wavering this entire time, then you need to bring the bill significantly farther back to the left so that you can get these wavering Democrats on board.
So next week is what's called in the Senate a markup. That means the Finance Committee, the entire committee, sits down to vote on this bill. What kind of amendments are we likely to see?
There's going to be tons of amendments. And keep in mind, the Finance Committee usually only has one or two-day markups. They're incredibly fast, and they almost always have a deal beforehand. This markup is going to be totally different. It's going to be messy. There's going to be hundreds of amendments. It's going to be a real process. It's going to last a week, if not longer. And
there'll be an amendment for the public option, which is not in this bill, right?
Exactly, from Jay Rockefeller. There's going to be amendments, you know, to take SCHIP out of the exchange, which is the state children's health fund. There's going to be amendments to, in fact, you know, make it harder for legal immigrants to enter the exchange from the right. So there's going to be just tons of amendments trying to bring the bill both ways, and it's essentially going to be the sausage-making process in the committee, and what comes out of it will hopefully have support of the whole Senate, but we're going to see which way it'll go.
Sausage-making on health care coming up. That's Jay Newton Small of Time Magazine bringing us up to speed. The health care bill from the Finance Committee due out today. Jay, thanks for joining us.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.